Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
Tomorrow, members of Dublin's Bluebell Community Breakfast Club will perform their own competitions with RTE's National Symphony Orchestra on the main stage of the National Concert Hall. The special performance has been 2 years in the making, and it began when composer Sean Miller visited the project and collaborated with the locals to turn their life experiences into original compositions. Our reporter Della Kilroy was at their rehearsal today. She brought back this report.
I'm in the National Concert Hall, where members of the Bluebell Community Development Project are rehearsing their personal compositions of songs and poems, accompanied by RTE's National Symphony Orchestra.
I came from a place there was nothing, always looking for a calmer space.
For May Haverty, she turned 80 today, and her piece reflects on her childhood and the sudden loss of her husband 17 years ago.
I'm May Haverty. I was born in Lydna City in a tenement house 10 days after the war. My mother said I started the war. But we moved down to Bluebell, where I'm living at present. When I was interviewed to do the piece, I gave my life story. I came from a place very proud of where I came from, inner city Dublin, Town End Street, tenement house. My mother used to always say, poor but happy. And I find great peace at water. All my life, I find peace of water. Like it said in the poem, it was June when I started walking because I had lost my beloved the day before to a sudden death. He went to bury his brother and dropped dead at the funeral. So I got up and I walked the roads at 5 o'clock in the morning. Tommy and I had 8 children, 2 away and the others are at the far end of the country.
What does it mean to you to have your piece and to perform it here in the National Concert Hall?
I suppose I could say I can't believe it, but I do believe it. So I'm very, very proud to be doing what I'm doing.
May is just one of over 100 people that attend Bluebell's Breakfast Club every week. For the past 2 years, they've been working on writing their own compositions as part of a Dublin City Council Culture Company programme. Tommy Coombe runs the Bluebell Community Development Project.
The Breakfast Club, it started off with providing meals for all the men living in sheltered housing probably about 4 or 5 years ago. People from all over Bluebell and beyond come to have a breakfast, some music, we do a bit of karaoke, there's a bit of football. I think it's a space that's not freely available to people that are under pressure, whether it's from living in sheltered housing, social isolation, alcohol addiction issues or disability. The way this has developed from 6 older men who in turn shared the space to now 120 people on a Friday morning. Really, it's sausages, eggs, toast and beans, and people freely tell the story in that space. Dominic Campbell from Dublin Cultural Connect called in for breakfast one morning and he was taken aback by what was going on. That's where the relationship started. The voice we have in Bluebell is one of social isolation being addressed, disability being addressed, and Dublin Cultural Connect, the neighbourhood project, actually gives people in those spaces a voice.
Composing the orchestral pieces is composer Sean Miller.
We've made this large-scale piece for orchestra and voices. What it's made up of is a mixture of spoken word pieces and songs, and they'll be performed with an orchestra.
What's been involved in the composing process?
I spent really a long time just turning up and getting to know people. What I was interested in was everybody's relationship with culture. I tried to focus on the things that they were passionate about. I suppose in the composing of it, I decided to make slightly more old-fashioned sounding music. I think it was the type of music that they would enjoy. What I'm trying to do with this whole piece is to say that ordinary lives are worth celebrating, that everybody has something amazing to say and that everybody has something to contribute, you know, and that we can celebrate that on a large scale. All the people who people will see in this, they're all people who have led heroic lives.
Also rehearsing to perform tomorrow is 62-year-old Niall Campion from Inchicore. He wrote his spoken word piece about growing up in the area.
When I was a young fella, I would have fished on the canal. We'd go on our bikes along the towpaths all the way to Kildare.
I was telling him about my background, growing up in the area, my mother, where she came from, like coming from Ballyfermot back in the 20s and 30s, and that's all in the piece, you know.
What was it like growing up in the area?
Well, it was a working class area in Chicor, and I grew up in the 60s, so we were all out on the street, and we were up to all kinds of mischief, and you know, playing football and doing all those things you see less and less of today. But it was a happy place at the time, you know, to grow up in. I'm still living there now, and so many people that I knew have left the area. My own people, you know, have parents have died and that, and I'm living there on my own now. You know, I'm out and about, but that's life, you know, and it's definitely a historic area to grow up in too.
And that was Della Kilroy reporting for us. And if you are interested in attending the concert tomorrow morning, tickets are free of charge and they're available to book directly from the National Concert Hall.